Anyway, I was saying the deception of the devil. And the devil, one person came to me, now look at this. He's apparently a bit of an, maybe, you know, he's got certain points of religious consciousness and nobody can judge, the only judge is Allah. He says, one thing about me, Maulana, I will never look at a Muslim woman. I have that respect. A Muslim woman, I will never look at. Kufar, yeah, I look. Another brother came to me, by Allah, in his house. He said, I don't look at this, you know, kufar woman, because I know I can't get married to them. Muslim woman, she is halal for me. She is permissible. So I said, I know it's bad, but I'd rather look at my Muslim sister. I said, Shaitan has left. He's got everybody in his grip. وَلَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. How the devil deceives and how he comes and influences everyone in a different way. By Allah, he hasn't left anyone, nor the learned, nor the layman, nor the male, nor the female, nor the young, nor the old. The devil has his ploy for everyone. So this person came to Abu Zar radiallahu anhu and he said, I want to learn, but I'm afraid that perhaps I'll acquire knowledge, then I won't honor the obligations of this knowledge and I will be guilty of neglecting it. So what must I do? My intentions are good, but I'm just worried. So I often give the example, and mine is a humble example, obviously the Sahaba is profound. I say it's like a person who says, no, you know what, I don't want to become wealthy because that man, he became rich and he lost his money. Rather, I don't tread that road. No, nobody says that. Nobody says that man had money, he lost everything. You know, Allah save us from money. Rather, I stay where I am. That man didn't have the brains. I got the brains, the problem is the money is with him. The brains I got, the money is there. No, I'm smart, then I will operate. But when it comes to deen, I want to become a hafiz, but I'm, you know, maybe I forget my Quran. That's my only concern. That's why I don't want to come. Who hasn't the devil left? Abu Zar Ghifari said, Ama innaka in tawassatta al-ilma khayrul laka min an tatawassad al-jahla. Listen, if you say you're going to acquire it, but you're not going to practice it, rather let knowledge be your cushion on which you sleep than ignorance. Rather let knowledge be your cushion. You say you're not going to internalize it, so you'll sleep. Rather sleep on knowledge than on ignorance. He took the same question and then he went to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He said, I want to acquire knowledge, but I'm afraid I will neglect it. He said, Abu Darda said, يُبْعَثُ النَّاسُ عَلَى مَا مَاتُوا عَلَيْهِ يُبْعَثُ الْعَالِمُ عَالِمًا وَالْجَاهِلُ جَاهِلًا. You decide what you want to do. All I can tell you, you'll stand up on the day of Qiyamah as you died in this world. You die as an alim, you stand up as a scholar. You die as a layman, you stand up as an ignorant person. He took the same question, he went to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. May Allah instill within us the zeal to study Quran and Hadith. Wallah, sometimes, by Allah, I have nothing in me. But sometimes when I'm studying at night and I'm reading a kitab, and if I get intrigued into some Arabic poetry or a discussion or a dialogue, by Allah, it gives a physical pleasure. It's so meaningful that sleep disappears. It's so wholesome. It's you know, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, Sahari li tanqihi al-ulumi aladhu li min wasli ghaniyatin wa tibi inaqi. To stay awake and study, for me that's greater than embracing a virgin on the first night at an exotic place. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi's words. Sahari li tanqihi al-ulumi اللذ لي من وصل غانية وطيب عناقي وصرير أقلامي على صفحاتها أحلى من الدوكاء والعشاق. And when I write with my pen, وصرير أقلامي على, it's more soothing for me, the sound of the pen writing Quran and Hadith, than all the musical instruments. وألذ من نقر الفتاة لدفها نقري لألقي الرمل عن أوراقي وألذ من نقر الفتاة لدفها. And a young girl in her melodious voice, I mean, we know, I often say this, a strange woman, even when she's screaming it sounds nice. I'm not trying to be, I'm saying the reality of life. You know, and there's this whole emotional infidelity today. What's this emotional infidelity? That a male is having a problem in his marriage and is confiding in a female about his crisis. And she's been sympathetic, obviously. You need a shoulder to lean on, my brother. Emotional infidelity. It has paralyzed this ummah. It has paralyzed this ummah. How can across the gender line there be emotional display? You will be a victim to the other circumstances that's going to take its course. وَأَلَذُّ مِن نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِي. And more soothing than a young girl in her melodious voice playing the piano for me is to turn one page of the Quran to the next page. وَأَلَذُّ مِن نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِي وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لحل عويصة في الدرس أشهى من مدامة ساقي. And I sway with joy when I can resolve a complex issue. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس. I'm sitting and it's a complex issue. And this is honestly, you're trying and you're reading this footnote and that footnote, and you're accessing this commentary and that commentary, and you're accessing multiple dictionaries, and you're trying to dissect and unpack the Arabic word and to get into the depth, and finally Allah opens it to you. وَتَمَايُلِ طَرَبًا. He says, you can sway when your team wins if you want to call them yours. I don't know what money you get when they win, but be it as it may. وَتَمَايُلِ طَرَبًا. You can sway. I see people, I say, what's this? You got a watch? He said, no, I'm looking at the currency, ma. Small monitor like this, we travel in. I said, well, what's this here? He said, no.